He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow. Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
They're Steiny and Guru.
Yeah!
On 95.7 The Game.
I wonder how many people are going to blame me for my prediction. They won't do that to me, Steiny. If my words controlled outcome of games, come on.
Guru, I love the idea.
There you
Guru,
go.
Guru, I love the idea of you starting the show.
Well, you just had a little. I got to help my boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got... How come you can get in there so fast? You still got quicks.
You know, when you're in your 30s, you still got, you know.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm a Dodger fan. See, come on, Spadone. Not today.
All right. Where do you want to start here? And I mean, you got to acknowledge a disappointing ending.
No doubt.
There's absolutely no doubt about that. Bad call. You know what, though? Those things are hard to get right in real time. The check swing, you know, and it was a terrible call. But I was.
Oh, it's the first time this morning I heard you say that.
What?
That it was a terrible call.
I called it awful on.
Oh, so you kept it real.
You don't follow me on Twitter.
Your boy's been off of Twitter a little bit.
I said it was an awful call to end the game. It's too bad, but okay, it's 1-2 after
with Scherzer.
Yeah. And we have Flores is 0-18 against him. So it did not cost them the game. You can't assume Flores was going to hit a home run there. But, for example, in real time, I was listening. Mike Kruko said it was a strike in real time. He said, yeah, he went. In real time, that's what Kruko said. And obviously, you get a second look at it. It wasn't. But it's a tough call.
This is amazing. It's almost like Eddie Murphy trading places, because earlier this week I said if this season doesn't culminate with this team moving on, I'm going to be rah-rah, look at the big picture. And now it looks like we've traded places because this does sting. But, Steiny, in this series, the San Francisco Giants, your Giants, talking to the masses, were 3-for-25 with runners in scoring position, and last night, 0-for-5. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get it, Willard, like I wanted to, because I knew we were wrapping it up. But he was like, you know what? You're facing good pitching. But if you want to be that team, you got to get hits at some juncture. So I didn't tell him, and I know he ain't listening now, but Steiny, damn it, that's when you got to go hard. You got to go hard in the paint, or you're going home, and they have nobody to blame but themselves.
Yeah, I didn't want to start in on Willard either.
Yeah, right.
He's very optimistic about the future. I'm not nearly as optimistic as him, but Farhan does have a track record. I just think you look at what happened this year with 107 wins, and now you start thinking about next year. Well, they're not going to win 107, all right?
108?
No,
just I get you.
Absolutely not. But... You know, Chris, can they make the playoffs? Yeah, they can make the playoffs.
Do you give KB a blank check?
Not blank. No.
He showed up.
Not blank. Not blank. But
I'm curious to see how that plays out.
Yeah. The
people are hurt.
Yeah, but they'll get over it. I'm telling you.
This
after
hurts.
The playoffs. After the playoffs are over. Right. After the Dodgers win it all.
Yeah.
I mean, think of
Steiny, they were so close, man.
A couple things that I was thinking about. You can talk about the check swing all you want. They didn't deserve to win the series, the Giants. Like you said, 3-for-25 with runners in scoring position.
Think about that.
They scored 6 runs in the last 4 games of the series. They scored 10 runs in 5 games. I mean, you could make a case they were lucky to be in that series. Now, that's the kind of games the Giants played, but it was just a case of all the guys who'd been coming through all season long did not come through. Wade did not come through. Ruff had a home run, but he did not have a good series.
That was a home run.
Longoria had a home run, but he didn't hit
for no average show. Yeah, he won a game.
But. You know, Flores, not much. Keep Solano, going. Not much.
This team was, they hit home runs. Donnie, that's the rat on the table. They weren't a team that just put the ball in play. And we saw it the last month of the season as they fended off the Dodgers. But at the end of the day, I just don't like now that you taste his success. You can't go into the postseason saying we're going to be Harvey Wallbangers. No, you're facing studs every night. And this is what you get. So I'm not going to dare stab those, as Shaq would say, I love this, Donnie, the others in the back. Because they helped you get to 107 and get to this juncture. But when Logan Webb was not on the mound for the Giants, the Dodgers outplayed the Giants.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He's
My gosh.
It's not just that he's competitive, too. He's got a little Bumgarner, like, competitiveness in him.
Looks like Curly, our producer Curly.
Curly looks like him.
Well, yeah, doppelganger.
I believe that most Giant fans, while they are extremely disappointed, particularly at the way the game ended, I took that whole series in and I'm like, you can't, it hurts, but you cannot be upset. You really can't. It's just a phenomenon. They had a once in a lifetime year. They're not going to win. Like, they didn't win 107. Yeah. For 50 years, they're not winning 107 for 50 more. So, again, one brutal night of disappointment shouldn't take away from a six-month summer that was just spectacular. You can go back and look at 20, 25 games this team won, and it was just – it was virtually unprecedented what they were doing. So,
yeah.
It's too bad that they had to run into the Dodgers as early as they did.
But they were outclassed.
They were going to run into them at some point.
And look, it went 15
exactly.
rounds. I went Frazier Ali. And I don't know if people know this, Donnie. I'm sure they do. The Dodgers' payroll is $100 million more than the Giants. You were not outclassed. Now, you didn't have the biggest names. And another rat on the table on this Good Friday. I'm giving the dap through the window. You called Mookie Betts.
I did.
You called Mookie, but that didn't come up in crosstalk. But what made you say his name? Because I thought, you know, something was up with his hip, but that was his game last night, and he caused mayhem.
I just, after he hit the home run in game four, I was like, oh, that's right. They got Mookie Betts. You know, because he really hadn't done a ton.
Nothing.
What was he the last two games? I think he was like 6-for-8, maybe. Something, 7-for-8, maybe.
A Crawford catch away from tying that game. That the Giants won.
I mean,
people
are saying Crawford was all right. He didn't have a good series. 250 doesn't cut it in the postseason.
Exactly. So how do you transform the long ball and low averages into postseason and high averages with no home run? I don't think you can do that. And I think we just got proof. It's scary to look at these averages for the Giants, even Wade Jr. But at the end of the day, you did it with the long ball. And I just don't know moving forward, can you expect that? Like, again, Willard was like, the future's bright. Is it? If now you've upped your, you know, what you want to do?
I do think that, yeah, I'm definitely with you, where it's like, okay, let's say the team is essentially the same.
Okay.
Are they really going to hit like they hit last year? I would say no, but the guy who runs the show is really good. And Willard's right. Willard's right. I mean, I don't know who's going to be in the starting rotation. We know one starter
for
next
year,
another Logan
Gosman.
Webb.
Yeah, and another DeSclafani.
He's proven.
Yeah.
He's proven he can do it. We got some call, 888-957-9570. The show's about you guys. No doubt about it.
I like that. We're here for you.
People are saying, like, am I trolling Giants fans? Why would I troll Giant fans?
You said nothing but love.
They had a great year.
Yeah.
They had a great year. Let's go. You know what? I'm going to start out with City Boy because it looks like he's...
That's my guy. I saw him on Twitter. I was on Twitter. I'm like, he ain't called in a little bit.
City
he calls
boy,
up.
Yeah, City Boy, what's up, man?
Oh, what's up, folks? Yeah, no, you know, I'm still around. I just sometimes got to take a little hiatus, and I'm back calling.
Gotcha.
Matt, the irony of listening to you talk about fans and how you think they should feel when you really have no vested interest in
That's
any
right.
team outside of maybe the Hawks. It's pretty funny.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Okay, honest to God, you're right about all that stuff. But as somebody who is objective, and I like the way the game ended, the way the series ended, the way the season went, again, if you're a Giants fan, yeah, it's probably crushing. But the season should not leave a bad taste in your mouth. Not after a while. You know, I think this is going to be one of those years where Giants fans are going to look back on this year, and it's going to be a positive memory. It might take a minute or two, but 107 wins, I mean, man, you know, that's it, City.
I think so, and I, if you don't mind, I don't think so, and I'll tell you
really?
Why. Because, for one thing, it was the Dodgers, and that makes it so much harder. The other thing is the way the game ended, and I realized the Giants were probably going to lose, and the Dodgers did their thing. You can't take anything away from what they did. But what I will say is the Giants, how many wins did they have in the last at-bat this year? I mean,
no doubt.
15, 20, 25? So, like, to take that strike away from this Giants team sort of took away what they did best. The
sure.
reason they won 107
yeah.
games. You know, they win 90 games in any normal year. This was kind of their magical season where they were pulling games out in the most ridiculous fashion. And this was that opportunity to do it one more time and stick it to the Dodgers. And to have it end on that call was pretty rough. I mean, that was rough. And I'll never forget the Warriors' 73-win season. As much as I love that and want to hang my hat on 73 wins and being the greatest team of all time in the regular season, it still leaves a sour taste in my mouth. It really does that season. And I might, if you told me, could I take that title and not get the other two, I might take that deal. I might do a 2-for-1 just to get that one ring.
Wow. Well, I'll do you one better. Would you give away the 3 championships the Giants had for this year, winning it all and beating the Dodgers last night?
No.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, City Boy, let me ask you this. And this wasn't apparent last night, but it's something I've been toying with, and I'm ready to go public with it, and you're the first one, you and Steiny. Do the Giants need more team speed? Because I've seen a lot of times that runner on second, they get a base hit to the outfield, the runner gets to third. When you know, you got to manufacture runs in the offs, and I think that's something Farhan and Gabe should look at. Is that just me, or when you hear me say that, what do you say?
Oh, you're spot on, Goo. I mean, you've been watching baseball about as long as I have, and I go back to the Whitey Herzog Cardinals.
Oh, man, Vince Colbert.
Team speed. Yeah, you know, Lonnie Smith, Willie McGee. I mean, you know, and the thing is that speed is something, you know, they say speed kills, and it's really not an underrated thing. I mean, Ricky Henderson, my guy, you know, that's my favorite player of all time. And I love speed on the base paths, and it's a dynamic. It adds, you know, something that can't be quantified. And I think somebody said on one of the earlier shows they should sign Starlin Marte. And
oh,
I think
wow.
That's a tremendous right. idea because, you know, he's a free agent, and that dude has
a stud.
It all. I mean, he does
yeah.
everything. And
yeah.
So, you know.
All right. Now, we're not ready to talk about the postseason. Hey,
City Boy, ready to
City
come
Boy,
in studio.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, buddy. Appreciate it.
What'd you think about my team speed? Like, I know you're like, oh, this team hits home runs, Goo, but it's just been something that, like, the Dodgers, they're faster than the Giants. It's not why they won, but they got guys that can get their ass from second to home on a hit to the outfield, Steiny.
Yeah, the baseball's getting away from that, though, obviously. I'm not telling you anything you don't know.
Or is it when it comes to the postseason? Timely hitting that ain't a home run, and that speed will help you.
See, that game and that series was too close for me to say, they don't have enough of this, they don't have enough of that. This is what cost them, that's what cost them. Sometimes you just
that's
get
fair.
Beat. Sometimes you just get beat, and you just do. And here's the other thing I was thinking.
because everybody gives me grief because I'm not a fan of any team. I used to be a fan. And like when the Celtics would lose to the Lakers in the finals.
Oh, yeah.
And they would.
Magic's baby.
And they would, yeah, and they would say, ah, oh, two champion teams. This was just incredible. You know what? As a 20-year-old,
yeah,
that didn't mean anything to me. But I'm older now. And it's not going to make it hurt any less. But those are two championship teams that played last night. Like the Giants, no, they didn't get a title. But that's a championship team. They could have easily won the championship. Easily. They just didn't.
And
baseball is more of a fickle game than any of the other games.
Sir, you are correct and spot on. But me being Mr. Fan, Steiny, like you, we don't know what tomorrow holds. It may be 50 years before the Giants win another division. So it's not just, and that's what stings more, is you were right there, and had you been better for 3 for 25, you would be, you know, they didn't outplay you. They just didn't. And how is Roberts feeling right now? I'll send him a thing of Hennessy.
Who?
Roberts. Because that looked like it was going to blow up with Knable. I thought Ruff hit a home run.
By the way,
Posey followed with a homer.
By the way, officially, it's official.
What is it?
That worked.
Oh, there's Scherzer to close the game?
He got two innings.
Go ahead, Steiny.
Out of Knable and Gratterall.
Yep.
And now here comes Arias. And they're now playing a seven-inning game with a great start.
And Webb's, when you look at the score box, 67 pitches, Urias 22. I'm like, he can keep going. He gave up that ball. Ruff is a strong man.
That ball was crushed.
You see where it went?
I did, yeah. Reiner, Reggie Jackson's home run against the Dodgers in the World Series, his third of three.
Now,
off
you know
Charlie
why
Huff.
I won't say I like that? Because Reggie was left. But you're right. That's where that ball went.
Remember Yankee Stadium had that black drop.
I know what you're talking about.
Backdrop that where nobody sat.
And that was a damn good candy
and then
bar,
Reggie. And then seven kids, you know, like he hit the third homer and then all the kids ran over to the black part of the
backdrop. Reggie was
back
the man.
Drop.
Reggie.
Yeah. All right. tough loss, but what can you say? I mean, I'm not going to be able to console Giant fans. You know, they're going to be upset.
And this is about what you thought of the game last night, how hurt you are, or how positive you are. But I'm with you, Steiny. When is it too soon to talk about Chris Bryant? Like, if I had to ask you to go to the betting window now, would you say he's a Giant?
Yeah, I would say he's a Giant.
He was Mookie Betts. He was an MVP. They don't got a lot of those guys. And I know Posey, he showed up. Crawford didn't. No belt. That hurt.
Tell you what.
I hope you're not stabbing the back on my guy Crawford. Stabbing him in the back.
No, no, it's Posey. Posey, I could see him retiring.
Well, he missed last season.
No.
Yeah.
And he's the kind of guy
he will take
the offseason to think about it. All right, I see the phone lines jammed. 888-957-9570. Get whatever you need to get off your chest.
We're
off
here.
Your chest. If you want to talk about something in particular, I mean, just give me what was the difference in that series? Why did the Dodgers win and the Giants lose? 888-957-9570. All right, we're giving five lucky fans two pair of tickets to the Dubs home opener, presented by Chase, on Thursday, October 21st at 7 p.m. versus the L.A. Clippers. Tune in to 95.7 The Game for your chance to win. We'll be right back to talk about Game 5 in a second.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. I know it doesn't mean a lot, but heck of a season for the San Francisco Giants. Came down to the final at bat last night. Got a bad call that ended that game.
Oh. Did he have dinner reservations, you think? I would have said, you know what?
Well,
know what you're calling in the stakes. He didn't swing.
He made a mistake in real time. I mean, that's what he did, and that's sometimes what happens. And in this day and age, in a lot of sports, that can be fixed through replay, but it just happens
They don't do that.
They need to add, you know what? They need to add that to the list, because we're going to see this whole division thing get reseeded tonight. I know we got to go, but they're going to add this, because basketball and football wouldn't have ended. Tennis, it wouldn't have ended without going to look at it. And they could have easily went, oh, he didn't go. Get back up there. Even
so
though
it was Gabe Morales was the guy, the first base ump, and he was asked about it. He was asked, did you see the replay after the game, the pool report, obviously. He said, I have seen it, yes. And then they asked, do you still feel the same way? He says, quote, check swings are one of the hardest calls we have. I don't have the benefit of multiple camera angles when I'm watching it live. When it happened live, I thought he went, so that's why I called it a swing.
He never said he didn't, though.
Yeah, wow. He's remorseful.
How come you can't challenge that, though?
Yeah, I'm with you, E.
I don't know.
I'll tell you all three of this. Next year, you'll be able to challenge it.
Next year, they're going to check swing replay will be used, and 107 team will never play 106 team anymore in the first round.
Can we put a rat on the table?
Sure.
I know it wasn't postseason, but in L.A., the Dodgers won a game. The Giants won a game where they said the batter went. You remember that?
Rough, yeah.
Yeah.
So, that was, I mean, yes.
Yes. I ain't calling that karma, but.
I mean, and see, like, this is where I get it was a regular season game, so it wasn't a playoff game, but in the game itself, the stakes were much higher in that regular season game because that blown call walked a run in. Mm. It walked a run in, and the Dodgers ended up losing the game. And this is why I'm, you know, was it a bad call? Yes, but okay. If it's a ball, Scherzer still got him 1-2. And Flores doesn't have a hit against him in 18 at bats.
Steiny, I get all that, but it's about the opportunity to get that first hit. That's all. Don't take that from me. And he took that from the Giants.
Well, I'm not going to argue with that. Rudy's in Oakland. What's up, Rudy?
What's going on, fellas? What's happening? Thank you guys for taking my phone call.
Sure.
Steiny, you asked why it is that the Giants lost this series.
Yeah.
Okay, now. If you want to blame it on a check swing, go ahead, Giants fans. Feel free. But you're doing the game a disservice, and you're doing this historic season and this historic series a disservice. They didn't lose just because of that check swing. They lost because their runners or their hitting with runners in scoring position was absolutely dismal. They lost because their beloved Camilo Doval gave up the go-ahead run to a slumping Cody Bellinger when it mattered the most. And they lost, and thank God there was this check swing. Otherwise, we'd be talking about this. But they lost because of the fact that they had the Dodgers on the ropes two games in a row, and they simply choked it away. You got beat by a better team. Dave Roberts stepped his managing game up, and hey, there's always next
year. Hey, Rudy, is this Rudy Ortiz, the one and only?
Yes, sir.
What's up, man? Oh, I know you're happy. Thanks for blessing the show, but I knew that voice somewhere. I appreciate the phone call, but you're right. Why didn't Doval throw that fastball?
It's
just a question. Get beat with your best.
That's where you lose me. Who was catching?
Posey.
Oh, Buster Posey. You mean the guy who's caught twice as many shutouts in the postseason as any other catcher?
But were you
shocked?
And
now we're going to talk about he should have thrown a fastball.
Bellinger is late on everything.
I'm not doing that. That's
okay. Give me this.
That's even more ridiculous than talking about the check swing, which to me was very tangible.
But all we've talked about all week and last month with this youngster, and he can throw 101, 102. Was it odd that he didn't go to that in that situation? Get beat with your best stuff, kid, and maybe it's on Posey.
Come on,
you didn't think about that?
No, I didn't.
Spadoni, somebody help me out back there. Did you guys not think about that?
Somebody thought about it. And I'm sure Duvall thought about it after the game and Posey, but...
Get beat with your best stuff.
So what, he's supposed to throw nothing but fastballs?
No. Well, he did throw a fastball to Gavin Lux, and he had a base hit off of it. So I don't think even after that, he wasn't feeling it. And then even more so, after you get give up a base hit like that, you start getting a little in your head, like, I can't throw this pitch.
Mm.
And that's why Posey didn't feel confident in it probably too.
I'm calling him Gerald.
Spadoni, I think, saw the money there. The numbers weren't good for the Giants.
My guy Gavin Lux, by the way, I told you.
Wow.
Huge hit.
There's only one guy who was right. That was me. Called Mookie Betts.
Oh, good.
By the way, did they give away an MVP in a series like this? Because that'd be Betts.
I hate that you remember that. No, I helped you.
Absolutely. Scott's in Hayward. What's going on, Scott? How you doing, man?
Gentlemen, good show. I'm a little tired hearing the Giants fans whining a little bit. I tell you what, before the season, I had this as a 50, maybe a 60-win team. So I slept on it. I was a little bummed last night. It's a hard way to get bounced. That bad call, it was a terrible call.
Yep.
But 107, and they gave us a month of utterly compelling baseball.
Mm.
Chasing the Dodgers chasing them and them staying on top and winning the West. It's just, it was something out of a fairy tale. It's unbelievable. They did it. Now, I lived in Seattle in 2001, and I watched that 116-win Mariners team get bounced. And I look at that roster versus this Giants roster, and, man, you're talking Jay Buhner, Edgar Martinez, Jamie Moore, Aaron Boone. You had a team that was just chock full of all-stars that eventually beat the Indians and got bounced by an even more stacked Yankees team. The Mariners fans should be bummed to this day. 2002, I am bummed to this day because of getting beat by the Angels in 2002, oh, especially the way they did. But this team, I could not be happier. This team gave me such a great season. This came out of nowhere. I wasn't expecting it. I love the fact that at the All-Star break, they were competing, and our new GM went out and got Chris Bryant and picked up an
arm. True.
That's something the Giants are notoriously bad at doing at the break, is being a buyer or a seller when they need to. I even called you guys up a couple times to talk about that at the break. So,
right.
Hey, go Giants. Think they're in good hands for the future. They need to get a little more pitching. They need a little more speed. I agree with Guru. But overall, what a season. Come on.
Thanks,
Give
Scott.
Give it up for the Giants.
Thanks, Scott.
We need to have people, Giant fans, call his number and leave that voice message, that call.
Giants fans are going to feel that way. They
not
just
all
might
of
not,
them.
They
We're
just
talking
might
to them.
Not feel that way now.
Well, so you're saying it's a matter of time.
I'm going to say that once you get some distance between what happened last night and, you know, once time, you know what they say, tragedy plus time equals comedy.
So I've never heard that.
They'll be able to laugh at, you know.
Well, our guys in the morning weren't laughing.
No, I don't expect them to laugh the day after the game.
They were. I'm gonna tell you what.
Maybe what we'll do is what's this? It's October, mid October.
Yep.
Tell you what, maybe mid November, late November.
Come back. Double
we'll
back.
Just do a show on the Giants. Let's talk about the Giants this past season, and I guarantee you, 99% of the calls will be, "What a season! What a season!"
See, I know it's Friday. But I'm a tourist, Donnie, so I'm naturally the Monday morning quarterback. What if I said, and people wanted to make Doval a star, what if he should have been McGee?
Oh, God, come on, good.
No, I'm just, that's when things, like.
Everybody.
Because when he hit the batter, Duval, I was like, was when he hit Turner, I said, uh-oh.
I remember Ray Ratto said this before the series. The biggest challenge for Kapler is going to be how and when to use Doval. But.
Wow, that did he say
never,
that to you?
Yes, that was never, like, he was the closer. He became the closer. He just did, and I was even saying, you know what, Mats, changing your closer heading into the postseason, but it was kind of a no-brainer. Everybody
wanted
Duval.
And you ran
the kid
out there with the stakes. I mean, the stakes were, I mean, that's as big as they get.
Yeah.
And he hits a batter. Said he was pitching for a double play. That's why he threw Bellinger that soft stuff, but right. Man.
Ben's in Berkeley. Hey, Ben.
Hey, how's it going? You know, great show. I have to quote Billy Beane when Billy Beane, because Farhan is a Billy Beane disciple, and Billy Beane says, "My system works great in the regular season. It does not work in the postseason." You have to understand this. Okay? Is the way the A's and Farhan do their thing, it doesn't work in the postseason because all they're really doing is filtering AAA guys up to go compete against the other team's AAA players. When they have success during the year, that's great. Come to the postseason, it doesn't work. These AAA players can't compete at this level. So just like you're not going to win a World Series, just like the A's haven't even been to the World Series. What? Giant fans don't expect to go to the World Series. It's stupid. They've never gone. You're never going to go. It's the same.
Right. They won 107
Thanks,
games.
I know that's
trolling.
They also already got three.
Right, but
wow,
they're doing things. They are doing things differently now than they did.
It has nothing to do with the A's failures.
Well, first of all, yes, it does.
How so?
Basically,
we're waiting.
You're telling me the Giants don't have similarities to the A's?
You telling me Farhan Zaidi, who worked for the A's.
That's different than what he just said. Like, you're never – dude, if they would have played any – I ain't going there. Come on. This team was legit.
In fairness, teams like the Rays and A's who do this right. approach with a lot of platooning
help me.
And don't have everyday superstars, they come up short in the playoffs. I mean, the Rays went to two World Series, but they lost both times to the better teams with the more money and more superstars.
Game seven, though.
Yes, you're right. But I'm still not willing to say it doesn't work definitively. I'm not there. Mm. But that doesn't mean A's fans don't have to hear it year after year. It doesn't work in the playoffs. You know, I mean, like, I could come on here today and be like, hey, Giants fans, what do you think? You're the new A's. You can't win. No, because I don't believe that. That game last night and that series over the last week was too close.
Yeah.
It hinged on one play or two. So I am. There's no way I'm going to look at that Giants team who just got beat. They just got beat by a team that won 106 and say, well, they'll never win it this way. Yeah, come on.
Yeah. And you don't have enough examples to put that together to coincide with looking at the A's.
Yeah. Let's go to Jamal. Jamal's in Oakland. What's up, Jamal?
Hey, since you guys are show all the time, my name is Jamal Block. I'm actually Shamari Block's brother.
Okay.
Right. Well, you know what? We're going to give you a shot anyway.
The Block is hot. Yeah.
Block is hot. Yeah, I'm Shamari Block's brother. So believe I'm going to have some good insight here. I've been telling people, like Guru said earlier, we owed him a check swing from earlier this season. Mm. So we can't lay it all on that. But I also looked at, the manager for the Dodgers. If you look at it, we get hot a lot late in the game, you know, and he gave us a small window to try to, to get hot early with that. I can't think of the pitcher's name, but he gave us that small window, and then he gave us Urias, who we haven't really hit all season. And then at the end, you have Scherzer closing. I think that we should have – once we saw starting pitcher was going to be, we needed to try to line up our bats and get some runs in right then and there. Because when we usually get hot later in the game, that just wasn't there. So I think that was a pretty good switch-up by the Dodgers.
I do, too.
And I think it caught us off guard. And we didn't game plan. But that's
– I got you.
I mean, we can't put it on that, guys. This is baseball, you know, this professional sports. Mistakes are going to happen. Hey, I'm a fan of the show. I'm a fan of the station. Since my brother's been there, I listen to you guys and the roast every morning. I'm a trucker, so I never get to call in. I buy the headset so I could call in.
Hey, Jamal.
Sometimes.
Jamal, do you drive an 18-wheeler?
Not like it's Donnie.
Yes.
How long does it take you to get that license?
Oh, boy.
It's a month and a half. If anybody wants any information, you know, it's not very long, and they definitely need people out here driving trucks. You know, it takes a month and a half once you get into the class.
Hit the horn for us, Jamal.
Permitting it a month of driving.
Hit the horn
for Jamal.
I don't know if you can hear
me. Yeah, we heard it. Hey, thanks, Jamal. And
I got to disagree with Jay.
Brother's doing a nice job.
They had their studs up in the first inning to get a run home.
Who?
The Giants.
Right.
And they didn't. It was the 3-for-2, the 0-for-5 last night. So I don't think anything Roberts did.
You're kidding, right? Once the score was 0-0 heading into the third inning. The Dodgers had an advantage.
But my point was off the bat, the Giants had action to.
But they.
There you go.
Goof say it worked.
I give him a magnum cum laude. He graduated. Dude, to have Scherzer, and then Jansen came in. It wasn't a save, but, dude, I thought he was going to give up something. He's doing something with his hips. They said they fixed something.
Jimmy's in Dublin. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, how's it going, man? I just wanted to say, man, that once Duvall hit Turner, I wish that we would have had Bochy coaching in, because you know Bochy would have yanked him.
Wow,
super fast.
You think?
And I'll, man, Bochy would yank you I mean, if you walk a guy, and you know, in the third, fourth.
You know what though? And I'll let you finish, Jimmy, for sure. Bochy might not have even gone to Duvall.
This is crazy, yeah, man.
Well, right. And that's what I was going to say. Whether if he would have gone to Duvall or not, he wouldn't have lasted after that hit batter. Gausman should have came in from the jump, beginning of the inning, or whether or not he hit him or not. You know, but also I also want to add to that, if the roles were reversed, right?
Yep.
And say the pitcher that was pitching prior to Scherzer would have hit the Giants batter, you think they would have waited until the Giants scored a run to bring Scherzer in?
Oh, I got what you're saying.
You agree with that?
Thanks, Jimmy. I think he lives and dies with Jansen in that situation.
Mm. We've seen it happen.
I mean, I might be wrong, but I think that's what he would do. Don't you think?
Yeah, I just, you know, another rat on the table. And I told, E was in there, producer E, I told this. As much fun as we make of Lux in that game a couple games back, Stani on the almost home run that wasn't a homer, he got some good wood on Duvall.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's go to Don's in Union City. What's up, Don? 888-957-9570. You want to pick something out of that game last night to talk about? We're all ears. I know Giants fans don't want to hear this, but just a great, great series. Go ahead, Don.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I don't want to put, you know, pile on or whatever like that, because I want to start off by saying I was on hold while Ben called earlier about the ace comparison. But that's what I kind of wanted to call in about, was that halfway through the season, I started noticing that the Giants depended on the home run ball like the A's did, won late games like the A's do, and I kind of seen it coming, and I'm an A's fan, but I was 100% rooting for the Giants to beat the Dodgers, because it's, you know, everyone but the Dodgers, basically.
Right.
So I just wanted to say that, you know, there is a comparison to the A's, and it can work because the Red Sox actually did it. So, but I just seen it coming, you know, as far as I seen it halfway through the season. I said they're going to have to start getting some timely hits and not depend on that home run ball as much and late game heroics. And it came down to that, and, you know, here we are. So
thanks for the call, Don. Appreciate it.
I got some for you, too.
I got it. Like, so, all right. Does it, if you're a Giants fan,
right,
does it mean anything that, you know, a guy like me who doesn't have an allegiance to any team, but who got caught up in this season, does it mean anything to a Giants fan when a non-fan says they've had an incredible year? This team, the series with the Dodgers was absolutely phenomenal. The two championship teams. I never thought they were going to win 107 games. They did. Like, any consolation or not yet?
None. Okay. Because in your life and world, that person that you are, there is no PAIN. And that clouds everything. And you tell me if I'm wrong. What were you spewing on the mic when Kyrie Irving hit that shot and the Warriors and that building was in that feeling? You won 73. No, that wasn't helping then. That actually made it worse. And that's probably how Giant fan is feeling this morning. 107 win. That was their version of 73 just for the org. And then to lose it in the fashion you did at the end.
I don't think people are going to remember the ending when it's all said.
What are they going to remember?
They're going to remember the loss, period.
Which came at the end.
That you, Giants fans are smarter than that. The two things can be equally true. You can say that was an awful call, and then you can acknowledge
the Dodgers won the game being close. Here's the other thing. Over the call.
And I do this a lot, and people probably are sick of it, but Don Nelson used to always say there was a difference between losing and getting beat. The Giants did not lose. They got beat by the Dodgers. Big, big difference.
But if I go to the 0-for-5 with runners in scoring position,
okay,
is that losing or getting beat? Because to me, it's like
Staff? Did you see the Dodgers pitching staff?
But they, yeah. But If this team played 30 games, it would be 15-15.
Probably right. And you know what? You got to knock the champ out. That's why I said. Yeah. Now they finished 12-12, but the Dodgers were the defending champs.
And
so
they celebrated on your turf.
You know, let that happen. Matt's in Oakland. What's up, Matt? How you doing, buddy?
What's up, fellas?
Hey,
I'm an A's fan, so I don't really have a dog in the fight. But what I wanted to say was that this is by far the worst run sport of all the major sports.
And wow!
It's fitting that the game ended on a stupid umpiring play. I don't know if anybody else noticed, too, and this has been driving me crazy for a while, but the strike zones do get bigger at the end of the game. And Scherzer was getting calls that really weren't strikes. My point is this, though. If you take away, if you take the Giants' payroll and you add the A's payroll, you get the Dodgers' payroll. So if you subtract the A's payroll from the Dodgers' payroll, you still have a top team payroll team. They got the three best pitchers in baseball. They have four closers.
Right.
Boy, you better win when the deck that stacked. Listening to people say they earned it, well, in fairness to the Dodgers, they're a very well-run organization. They follow the rules. I'm just saying, the rules stink, and I'm on to basketball. I would be interested in this stuff. It wasn't the same boring. Oh, I mean, it's the same thing every year.
You mean with the umps and stuff?
The Marlins or what? Well, 2003 was the last time a team under in the second half of the payroll actually won. It's too hard.
I got you.
I mean, my God.
You're saying money wins.
And Kershaw didn't even pitch.
Right. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Welcome to baseball. No, he's nothing he said. No lies.
Getting consoled by Steinmetz is like getting consoled by a complete stranger. You will never ever see again.
How do you
it
feel?
Means zip, zero, nothing, nada. Don't care what you think. You know what? I'm gonna say it anyway. Great year for the Giants. Giants fans should be proud. Does that sound like a troll? Because I don't mean it that way.
I'm baffled that you didn't like when I went to the Warriors 73. Win season and how they lost in the finals. This is equivalent to that.
No, I don't think it is.
And what's different?
To me, what's different is the Warriors were a better team than the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Giants were not a better team than the Dodgers.
They might have been right there with season. Expectations for those teams are so different. The Warriors have just won a title. This Giants team hasn't been in the playoffs in forever.
Exactly. Exactly. You know what? Andrew wants to come down my road. I'll tell you what, Andrew, I'm going to wait until after the break. That way you can give me more. I'll give you more time.
A complete stranger. I love that.
Stay tuned.
That kind of makes me feel bad. Yeah. I mean, you know me. You know me. I'll be here every day. I thought I was a friend.
Big homie's going to be fine, bro.
925. You know, we go way back, right? I mean, you're a longtime listener, 925. Come on now.
I owe TBS an apology. I'll do it when we get back. They had the speed of the pitch. It was on there.
Apparently, there was something going on with the Ks, too.
With the what?
They were using a lowercase K rather than an upper K. Twitter's unreal. They figure everything out. All right. The Butcher Boy, Joe Shasky, is back with another episode of Elevate Your Tailgate. Check out the latest episode on 957thegame.com and on the 957 The Game social channels. Elevate Your Tailgate is brought to you by Chef's Toys, a kitchen and restaurant supply store trusted by grill masters and tailgate kings. Visit chefstoys.com or a store near you. 888-957-9570 if you want to jump in. And Andrew from San Jose on the other side, coming down my road.